I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
She Code Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Good afternoon, Chico. This is your Tuesday host, Jessica Wilkerson. And I am coming to you on this glorious day. I think the Lord knew that today was Earth Day, don't you think? Look around at how windy and sunny and beautiful it is out there. But while it might be Earth Day today, I found out that it is also Cowboy Poetry Week. I know, stop your applause. That's pretty exciting. I'm not really a cowgirl, but Cowboy Poetry Week sounds like a really cool thing, right? I looked around town and there is nobody celebrating Cowboy Poetry Week. So my buddy Tom over at Toastmasters, who happens to have an array of cowboy poetry already that he carries on him, provided us a poem to be read to you guys in honor of Cowboy Poetry Week. So this poem is called The Cowboy Banker, and I'm going to do my very best at all of those acting classes that I never had to read this to you. Okay. The Cowboy Banker. I want to be a cowboy, said the banker Larry Brown, and work out in the country instead of cooped up here in town. When his wife got wind of this, she nearly went berserk. He made $100,000 a year doing banker work. She said, you can't ride a horse. You can barely drive a Jeep. The whole idea's dumber than 100 head of sheep. Ben said he'd teach me everything I need to know. And how long can that take? There's just a giddy up and woe. He went thumbing through the catalog of Western wear and feed with his calculator humming, adding up the things he'd need. $1,000 for a saddle? There must be some mistake. A misprint, he reckoned. $1,000, for heaven's sake. A hat and vest, boots and spurs, and naturally a rope. A bridle, reins, and silver bit, and a bar of saddle soap. A pickup and a trailer, and assorted odds and ends. That's pretty dang expensive now, I'll tell you that, my friend. Saddlebags, underclothes, and, oh yes, a pair of chinks. When he hit the total button, took an hour just to blink. So he gave up that cowboy scheme and says with some dismay, I can't afford to be a cowboy on a lousy banker's pay. That is a poem written by Pat Richardson in 2001. And I would like to welcome you to channel your inner Clint Eastwood and find a cowboy poem sometime this week and read it to yourself, to your spouse, to your child, or walk across the street and read it to your neighbor. It is a glorious day for visiting with our neighbors via Cowboy Poetry Week. So there are a few more community announcements that I would like to share with all y'all. That was my Southern drawl that never occurred because I'm not Southern. So a public service announcement from Caring for Women's Pregnancy Resource Center in Oroville. It's time to pick up your sponsor sheet and start collecting sponsors for the Caring for Women's Walkathon fundraiser on Oroville Dam. The whole family will enjoy this fun and worthwhile event to help Caring for Women to continue to offer free assistance to girls and women. There'll be music, face painting, prizes, t-shirts, balloons, a bounce house, and free refreshments. It's a 2-mile walk on Saturday, May 3rd, and you can pick up sponsor forms and get more information by calling or stopping by Caring for Women. And you do not have to be present on May 3rd to participate. You can still donate. They'll take your money. It's a worthy cause. So you can call 533-8388 or stop by the center at 2362 Lincoln Street in Oroville. There is a chocolate fest coming up in Paradise on May 9th. And you can Google that. to get your tickets and to register. Liberty Southern Gospel Quartet is going to be here this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. at Butte Bible Fellowship on Pillsbury Road. And something really interesting is happening in Oroville. Some former gang members from rival gangs are going to be at the Rivalry to Reconciliation concert. So there's a pastor, David, and he's a former member of the Nuestra Familia. And then Ernest Kilroy, who is the co-founder of the Mexican Mafia, along with Robert Ornelius, Sons of God Crew, and evangelist Martin Cantu, who is the ex-lead singer of a group called Malo. And that will be this Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Church of the Nazarene at 2238 Monta Vista Avenue in Oroville. Lastly, A Night in Paradise, Champion Christian School's annual spring auction, is coming up also on Saturday the 26th. And that is at 5 p.m. is the auction preview, 6 p.m. is the dinner, and that's at Calvary Baptist Church on Clark Road in Paradise. To get questions or purchase tickets, call 345-8008, and it's $25 per person. So our guests today, I know how much that you loved hearing from Lori Taylor last week about child therapy, and so we thought we'd do a little bit of an encore and talk to a couple more people over at Chico Creek Counseling. And we have the founder of Chico Creek Counseling, Joe Taylor. He's here with us today. Say hello, Joe.
Hello out there.
And Joe works with teens and young adults who are on the autism spectrum. And he also is very proficient at working with couples, marriage therapy, couples therapy in general. So we'll talk a little bit about him in a little few minutes. Next, we have Cliff Jacobson. And we'll talk to him a little bit more after this break, and we'll introduce Lori again. So thank you all for being with us and for listening to my cowboy poem. And we can thank Tom over at Toastmasters for that. And we'll be back in just a few moments, and we look forward to talking to you a little bit more.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Welcome back, Chico, Oroville, Orland, Corning, all of y'all that are down there. And we are joining you on Earth Day, also Cowboy Poetry Week. And we are here with Chico Creek Counseling. And we've got Cliff Jacobson, Joe Taylor, and Lori Taylor here with us in the studio. And we just introduced Joe Taylor, and now we've got Cliff Jacobson to talk to. He's very proficient and has a ton of experience working with young boys, ages 5 through 18. They just really seem to take a liking to him. He's this gregarious, nice guy, and they just really look up to him, and they're able to open up and talk about the reason they've been misbehaving or they've been having a hard time. So we're going to just say hello and howdy to Cliff.
Hey there. Hello.
And then we've also got Lori Taylor, and she is the marriage and family therapist intern that we interviewed last week. She came back because she's part of Chico Creek Counseling. And if you recall, she does a lot of work with children and families, working with PCIT and play therapy.
Hi, everyone.
So let's go ahead and get to know Joe a little better. Joe, tell us about what got you into the field of marriage and family therapy and how long you've been a therapist.
Okay, well, I've actually worked with couples for a lot of years. Back in the day when I was a pastor, I realized I really loved working with couples. A lot of couples would come to me for help for their marriage. And so I spent a lot of time working with them. And then a friend of mine, one of the deacons in the church, and I decided we wanted to open up a counseling center. And so we decided, well, we needed some education about that. So I went back to school to get my another master's in marriage family counseling. He never did, but I finished up and then got my intern hours and got my license. And it's been about, I think 5 or 6 years now that I've been doing couples counseling and family counseling pretty much full time.
That's wonderful. That's a beautiful story. Well, that's, you know, when I was newly into the field of psychotherapy, and what I mean by that is I was a recipient. I was married, and my husband and I were looking for a marriage counselor. It was very important to us that we went to somebody who withheld our same belief system. We interviewed several therapists to find out if they were Christians, and not that you need to bring, and it's we're not supposed to bring our own faith beliefs into the therapy room. It's not talking about what we believe about the scripture. But for us as a couple, it was really important that the therapist knew where we stood in our faith and how that affected the choices that we made.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
I think to our listeners, knowing that the folks at Chico Creek Counseling are all believers, and that the guy who is running the place used to be a pastor and is definitely qualified to be providing supervision to myself, to Lori, to Pat, and to and that the clients, that's something that the clients would like to know about too. So Cliff, tell us a little bit more about you and how you got into this and why it is that you feel a connection with the teen boys who are having a hard time, and your theory about working with families and, mm-hmm. and all of that.
Well, let's see. I think I became a therapist because I was not good at math. So you go to college and no math, I'm not good at that. What can I do? No, seriously, I think most people, a lot of people get involved in doing therapy, come to it because of their own life experiences. You know, you're thinking about your own stuff. How can I feel better, fix this, communicate better? And I did so much of that when I was a young teenager that it sort of led me in this direction, you know.
So you use those experiences to be able to empathize and connect with the teen boys that... or the young boys that come in?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when I was going to school to be a therapist, I imagined myself sitting in a room with a couple of philosophical adults doing some heavy existential thinking and thought processing. And in school, there were a lot of people who said, I want to work with kids one day. And I said, oh, no way. but as things went along, it turns out that working with kids is a great thing for me.
It's fun, and you still have a lot of that existential philosophical thinking too when you're dealing with children.
That's true.
they talk in different languages than we do.
They sure do.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners. We will be back in just a few moments to talk a little bit more with Cliff and Joe and Lori Taylor. You have a wonderful break, and I'll talk to you momentarily. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. Half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The
rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. Welcome back, Chico. Thank you for sticking with us. And if you are just now tuning in, you have met Joe Taylor, Cliff Jacobson, and now we'll be talking to Lori Taylor, all from Chico Creek Counseling. Before I get to Lori, we just got done speaking with Cliff, and that sparked my memory that Cliff and I are actually teaming up to provide our community, the various schools and churches. So if you want to talk to your congregation, we are accredited trainers for child abuse prevention for mandated reporting. So all preschool teachers, Sunday school teachers, clergy, regular teachers, there's a huge list, but that's what we're focusing on, are all mandated reporters. And that is a pretty scary topic. But it doesn't have to be that scary. So we're really doing it in the idea of myth busting, such as, did you know that if you have a parent who, the two-year-old, and the parent is maybe on meth, and she's cleaning a lot, and you can tell that she's clearly on something, but nothing is in the reach of the children, they're not in harm, they're clean, they're being watched, that's not reportable. But if a child comes into Sunday school and they have a terrible diaper rash, I mean, it's really bad, you can tell there's serious neglect going on there, that is reportable. And if you don't report that, there could be some consequences to you personally. And so that's not going to happen all that often, right? But it does happen now and then. And most people have to keep up their certification. So we're offering this free. Just because we are passionate about children and families and our community, and we want to make sure that people are kept safe, both the children are kept safe and the mandated reporters are kept safe. Because even though you might not know all the rules, you're still responsible for upholding them, right? So if you need to schedule that, you can contact Cliff or I, and we are at jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com and cjacobson@chicocreekcounseling.com. Okay, so that's enough of that. We're going to talk to Lori a little bit now. This is Lori Taylor, and she is a marriage and family therapist registered intern over at Chico Creek Counseling. She's finished up all of her intern hours and is just waiting any day now for the Board of Behavioral Sciences to let her sit down and take her licensing exams. And that is super exciting. She also works over at Youth for Change. So this gal is on fire. She's working with the children in our community and everywhere that she can get to them. So, Lori, tell us a little bit about you and what you do as a counselor.
Well, I like working with kids. I have four children of my own, and I've worked with kids since really I was a kid, starting with babysitting and all the way till now. I've always worked with kids, either as a Sunday school teacher, Girl Scout leader, teaching art, all kinds of capacities.
Wonderful. And we just went to, all of us in our department and in Youth for Change, just attended a training that Lori provided to the community in play therapy. So Lori is really fluent at speaking the language of children. And the language that children speak most fluently is play. It might look like they're just doing arbitrary play, but there's actually things that they're trying to get across to themselves to process and trying to get across to other people. So if you know how to speak their language and understand what it is they're trying to say, you can elicit a little bit more information out of them and give them tools on how to process and develop more skills to work with others. Maybe tell us a little bit more about that, Lori.
If you learn their language, you can actually have a conversation with them and try to figure out what they're actually trying to say to you. They are talking to us. It just takes a little bit of listening.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So how do you folks use play therapy to talk to your children? Cliff, how about you?
Well, like Lori said, kids aren't just going to sit down and say, hey, so what brings you in today? And they say, well, you know, I've been having a lot of trouble communicating with my mom lately. So you got to go about it a little different. And the way I do it is through a combination of doing play, like you said, the language of children, adolescents, even adolescents, you know, enjoy playing. And then I like to collaborate a lot with the adults, be it parents, teachers, doctors, school psychologist, to kind of wrap around the child and see what we can all do to create a therapeutic environment.
Wonderful. So yeah. That you're not the only one speaking with them. They're able to start opening up to the other people in their lives.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's really important to realize that I might see a child 1-2 hours a week at the very most. And then all that other time, they're with other adults who have a large impact on them.
That's very, very, very true. And I bet that the adults in their lives want to know and want to help and want to be able to be a part of that. So that's a wonderful thing that you're doing by honoring the families and honoring the child, bringing them all in together to be a part of that. It's not just you and the child having an alliance and everybody left out in the dust. But you guys all get to be a team, and you're teaching the child how to act in a team also by having that communication, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's really well said.
Okay, Joe, and you love working with couples and marriages, and you're just on fire for saving families, it sounds like.
Well, it definitely is my passion. I love to work with couples. Some people think I'm crazy in doing that, but it's really my most favorite thing that I do.
Wonderful. And if you guys want to reach Joe, you can see him at jtaylor@chicocreekcounseling.com. I'm pretty sure you figured out how this all works. jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com, jtaylor@chicocreekcounseling.com, cjacobson@chicocreekcounseling.com, and ltaylor@chicocreekcounseling.com. Thank you guys for staying with us, and we'll see you next week.